Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The killer bees have relocated their hive. It's at the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, which is currently located at the Decoy. Let's join the boys, Joel Blank and Jeremy Brenham.
Hey, back. Two in the books, one to go. Final hour of the show, 60 minutes on the clock. Barry Laminack with me, Joe George, back at the studio. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 FMs. Catching up on some text. Joe, you ran on Bad Take Boulevard about CJ being a bad take machine. Might be one of the most ironic moments in the history of ESPN 97.5. I don't know if Alex sent that or not.
Well, look, here's the thing about that. Agreed. I'm not saying it's not, because like I know I have a bunch of bad takes, okay? I'm just saying CJ Stroud, he's littered with them. Like, you can't dump on the city in any way, shape, or form that you're the quarterback of, and as long as you're playing good, you're fine.
He has a right to his opinion. That doesn't make it a bad take.
You know, but Joe's right. And I don't say that very often. Because
true.
Joe normally teams up against me.
Yeah.
But Joe's right in the fact that as long as he's playing well, he can say whatever the hell he wants. And he's got immunity. But if he doesn't play well and has these takes, people are going to come out of the woodwork and they're going to bring these kind of things up.
Think about Deshaun Watson. Like, Deshaun Watson is almost the perfect example of this. When no one really crushed Deshaun Watson, even though we all know Bill O'Brien sucked as a head coach.
I heard a couple of massage therapists
Deshaun Watson, when he cried at the press conference when he got paid about how great of a man and coach Bill O'Brien was, everyone's just like, oh, that's so nice. He loves his coach. And then 6 months later, Bill O'Brien's getting fired. And that's when it's like, well, maybe Deshaun Watson is an idiot because he was literally just praising this guy who just got canned.
Yeah. Look, we all know that that was a mental 180 for everybody in the city that had made Watson into being this choir boy of greatness, goodness, and all that is well in Houston. And then just like that, everybody was like, how did we miss this? And how long has this been going on, right? And then it was the cover-up on top of that.
And you know what? That's a good point. If the worst thing C.J. Stroud ever does is complain about the food and the hotness of the women in Houston, okay. Even if he doesn't have great years, cool.
And the other thing is, like a lot of the things that you don't want when you have a player that turns out to be great is he could be cranking on his own team. He could be bashing his receivers, or he could be bashing on his, you know, on his line or things like that. We know he doesn't do those things. It's just – to Joe's point, like, he better damn well keep winning and being good if you're going to be that outspoken.
I think y'all are blowing those takes out of proportion. If he were to say Houston is like, look, I caught heat on this show, well, on the suspects, because I said Dallas.
You caught plenty of heat on the show, you just don't listen to
true. It. But I said Dallas was a cleaner and nicer city than Houston, and people lost their mind. But the fact is the facts. Drive around. There's vines growing on the freeway in here.
Those are noise reducers. Yes, they are. The green space sucks up some of the noise.
I'm sorry.
The
they're not vines. They're weeds growing on the freeways. You're never going to convince me that Houston
is
a cleaner.
It's medical marijuana, not just any weed.
it's CBD. 610 is brought to you by. No, listen. 59
that's
is
the highway to hell. By the way,
yeah, okay. For sure. If those are the worst takes, or y'all are being petty about his takes.
Let me give you the ultimate example of the good and the bad that can be ugly. Okay, Cam Newton said the same kind of things that he's saying now when Cam Newton was MVP, and everybody just went, "That's just Cam." And then the minute that Cam fell off. And when he was trying to get a job and when teams weren't keeping him, and then he's continued to roll on, now he's crapping all over Brock Purdy. People are crushing.
Oh, no, he switched on that.
He tried to switch today.
Yeah.
Well, it's a little too late because you crushed on him for weeks. Yeah. And people now make him an easy target. If he was still successful in winning, people probably wouldn't be as hard on Cam as they are.
I think there's a big difference in what Cam did and then what CJ said about the food in
oh,
the city.
Yeah, I just think CJ,
but this
like
isn't Cam's only bad
no,
take.
I just think CJ has bad takes, and like as long as he's winning, like we won't put him on Bad Take Boulevard, but like if at some point like it's gonna be, it might just be him and Colin Coward, myself and Skip Bayless. Like that's what it's gonna be.
He's also young though, right? I mean, like he's going to mature and he'll develop a filter a little better as he gets older. So I think it might be an age thing too.
I think there's something to be said about that.
Yeah.
I think that in a lot of cases we're talking about a guy that needs to mature. It's kind of like the point that I was making in the past about Jalen Green. When you have a guy that is as much as expected of you, like a C.J. Stroud, like a Jalen Green, right? At a certain point, maybe unfairly, people expect that your maturity level is going to equal your bank account instead of the number on your driver's license, right? I think that we forget how young C.J. and Jalen are. So they're not going to be fully matured. They're not going to be, you know, have the kind of stability that a lot of people expect when a guy's making the money he's making, he's out in the camera in the public eye doing the things he's doing. I think it's unfair, but I think that because of their perception in the sports world and in the entertainment world, people expect too much, and that's why they get unfairly criticized.
That's probably true. That's probably true. I don't know. I just think there's more egregious things that can
like,
be said.
Like no one, if you got a kid that just didn't even finish college yet, no one is expecting that kid to be a role model for every little young athlete in the country. But suddenly you give them a multi-million dollar contract and give them the starting quarterback job for an NFL team, and all of a sudden you're expected to be the perfect role model with all the maturity in the world for all these kids, and I think that's unfair.
Yeah, no.
But they're held to a different standard.
True. With the money and with that job of being a starting NFL quarterback, there's probably bigger expectations than, you know, if a backup nickel corner says, yeah, I don't like the food here. No one cares, right? I get that. I don't know. Charles Barkley said way worse.
I was thinking about the same thing. Charles Barkley also was honest in saying,
"But Charles,
I am not a role model." Unfortunately, now you are, and you're more than ever before because of social media and how many people are watching every single thing you do.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. It's just, I don't know. It just seems petty.
But that's what social media has made everybody become more of.
That is true. That is the wild card in this, in that, to Joe's point about you can't say these things and you shouldn't say these things and people are going to turn on you. Charles Barkley said those things, and it was a sound clip and a sound bite that didn't get played 5,000 times a minute
and
on
had,
all the different.
And had not, a million
views. It got
views,
played on ESPN.
But it also didn't have a million views
exactly.
And how many likes and how many comments.
And people tagging it and then people taking it and making new content with it. And so, yeah, you're right in that regard. What you say now, it gets amplified.
But also,
but at the end of the day,
there weren't such things as podcasts. So you had to be on a national network or a local TV station, which is censored for language, but also edited before it airs in most cases. So suddenly you didn't have that open line of communication live, for the most part, where you could shoot yourself right there in the fanny.
Oh, there was still radio. They were still saying dumb things on radio.
Not to that level.
But yeah, I think so, but like, well, Don Imus is a good example. Social media wasn't like it is now when he did that. It was coming into its own.
No, but I'm saying for CJ to have the avenue to be able to air it out as consistently as he does, saying with the things that he's saying.
Yeah, no, that's a fact.
Yeah,
that's a fact. So I acquiesce to Joe a little bit in the fact that he's right. Those things will come back to haunt him because people are stupid and on social media.
For sure.
But not because they're awful and egregious and, I can't believe he said that about our burritos.
But
that's
ridiculous. But the biggest thing that's unfortunate about all of this is, right, wrong, or indifferent, how he plays on the field can give him a pass. And sometimes you deserve it, sometimes you don't. But sometimes the biggest
when it's this stuff.
Yeah.
Right? When it's this stuff.
Right.
Like, Deshaun didn't get
no,
a pass.
No, I'm not talking about Deshaun.
Yeah, but I'm just
talking
saying,
about
like,
the fact to Joe's
well,
point,
when
like,
you're like, oh, chicks on the north side are ugly. Hey, I got 3 touchdowns. Can't say nothing. Ha-ha! This is why I only date south side chicks. Like, Yeah, it's a bit different.
Southside, stand up. Okay, all right, so we're going to come back. And Joe and I had a conversation the other day. And we
good
brought
you guys.
And it's rare, but it happened. And we were talking about the fact that, because Jeremy and Joe and I had a conversation about who would you most like the Texans to emulate, the Chiefs or the Niners? Uh-huh. And that spun off into me asking Joe, hey, if you're going to be like the Niners, who's your McCaffrey deal? Who's out there? So Joe and I each brought three to the table. Well, now one of them is out there talking about what he's looking for, and maybe it's not with the team he's currently with, and I want to throw it out there to you and then see if you would be interested in him joining the Houston Texans. We're going to do that next in the final hour of the show. It's the Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 FM.
Back to the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, live at the Decoy, and your favorite drive time sports talk, the Killer Bees. Here they are, Joel and Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy, out today, back tomorrow, and Barry Laminack, my good friend, joining me and everybody else for this fine affair at the Decoy. If you haven't gotten here yet or have never been here, you need to come out here and check us out. It is off I-10 in the Bunker Hillish area, or is it Gessner? Between Bunker Hill and Gessner, in that area, but it's pretty easy to find. It's got outdoor volleyball. They got cornhole. They got a big weekend coming up with lots of specials. You can get a table for Super Bowl. They've got all kinds of things going on. And of course, Chewy is here signing autographs. He'll be here till probably 6:30 or 7. Barry's going to stay here. Jerome's going to join us, and he's going to do Game On from 6 to 7 as well. So plenty of time for you to still get out here and enjoy all of the great environment that is one of the newest bars here out in the I-10 area, the Decoy. All right, guys. Joe, you and I had this conversation the other day, and we each randomly picked three guys that we thought of teams that might be willing to part with a bigger salaried, more talented player simply because they might be leaning towards rebuild. Now Justin Jefferson, one of the guys I brought to the table, comes out and says, hey, look, there's some things that I'm looking for. I want a quarterback that can play. I want my bag. I want to break the bank, which is a little bit frightening. And I want to win. And I don't know that the Vikings are set up to do those things, so there's a chance that this is one of those guys that might be available. Would you be interested on Justin Jefferson? One, because I think that's the obvious answer. Of course, all be interested.
No question.
What is it going to cost to get him?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
What if it's three first-round picks?
You're talking about the trade for him.
Yeah, because right now he's not free. Well, he can't just walk away.
I'm not looking at 2024 necessarily. I'm like, okay, yeah, 2025, he's an unrestricted free agent. He's going to want to test the waters. If he says, I want to break the bank.
But Minnesota's going to try to get something for him then if they know he's walking. So would you trade
for him? True, but for what? For half a year?
Right now he's got one, what?
1 year left. That's it.
No options.
No options. It was a club option for 2024 that they exercised.
So maybe get him cheaper.
So he's done. Yeah. So
trade for him now.
Oh no! But then you got to worry about re-signing him. And
but
break
here's
the thing for him.
CJ right now is costing you nothing.
But if you didn't have to give him up, right?
So why you could get him and start to pay him when you don't have to pay the quarterback, and I would think that gives you a better chance to win.
But you're only getting him for a year.
But you can re-sign him. So
if a guy says, I want to break the bank, he's going to free agency. Unless you just make him an offer that's not even close, if it's a Shohei Ohtani type deal, in regards to the NFL deals, it won't be that. Baseball's money is ridiculous. But, you know, if you make him the highest paid receiver ever plus, then maybe he
doesn't.
That
plus doesn't have to be that great.
Yeah.
Look what Hader did. Hader's deal to be the highest paid reliever in the history of baseball was not that much more than the deal that was the Mets reliever that had it before him. So I don't know that's you don't have to overspend. You get him for 1 year at a very, very, very reasonable rate, and then you work that in while you also factor in you still have CJ under on an easy to control contract for a couple more years. Joe, where are you at on this?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely pay Justin Jefferson, like, whatever it takes to keep him here long term. If you're going to make the trade, like, you're going to have the back channel conversation. It's not going to be like Tunsil. Like, if they trade for Justin Jefferson, if he's really available or really wanting out of there, like they would get a deal done right away. So I'm not worried about that part. The question is just, do you go for it now? And if he really does want to be traded, and we talked about this, like, this is something the Vikings have done in their history. This is not the first time. They traded Randy Moss. They traded Diggs. Like, it would not shock me if they traded Jefferson at some point if they didn't want to keep him. So, like, I wouldn't be stunned if he's available, honestly.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So does it help you then? Is it fair to say it helps you if he only has 1 year left that you don't have to give up as much because you know that what they know, which is in a year's time he's going to test the market if he doesn't go to a place that can possibly have the opportunity to re-sign him?
No, because that's the A.J. Brown was just traded for 2 first-round picks, I believe, just like 2 years ago, and this is the exact same situation.
But they re-signed him right away.
Yeah, they did, but it was still 2 firsts to get him. So, like, I think that would be the – I think 2 firsts plus that's would be the going rate for Jefferson still.
Good news is he's 25.
Oh, no, he's in the prime of his career.
So that's cool, but market value on him on SpotTrac, 29.3.
I was going to say it's at least 27.
$29.3 million a year for 4 years. You would have to sign him to a 4-year, $117 million deal. And my guess is if that's the deal, knowing the way the NFL is trending, at least half of that would be guaranteed. At least.
Oh, see, here's the thing. I don't mind, you know, I don't mind guaranteeing the majority of that at his age, with where CJ is, with what the market is. Because who's not to say that within 3 to, because you got, again, he's got 1 year left on his deal. Then you add the 4-year extension. That's 5 years under contract. And I guarantee you that, yes, the first year of that contract, and maybe even before that, he's not the highest paid receiver in the game. Well, and then after that, you're probably getting a value for what the receiver rate has been going to.
Yeah, Devontae Adams got $140 million over 5 years. Justin Jefferson's going to want that.
I think he's going to want more than 4 years for sure.
Yeah, so if Devontae Adams got 5-140, and statistically Justin Jefferson is either ahead in certain categories or just behind Devontae Adams and others, you're looking at, forget that market value, you're looking at 5-150 minimum. Let's just set it at that. 5 years, $150 million, and I don't even know what was Devontae Adams' guarantee here, but let's just start at 5 years, $150 million. You doing that?
It's a lot of money, but like I said, I think that in a few short years, you're going to find out that the market's probably going to get the cap's going to go up. The market for receivers, the price is going to go up. I'm not going to say it's going to ever look like a bargain, but I think that when you have someone that you totally believe in and know that CJ is going to do the things he's going to do, that you would gladly have Justin Jefferson. Then the other question becomes, you've got Tank for a couple more years, but you know that Nico's coming up too. So you're just basically, Nico's probably going to walk then if you're going to give Justin Jefferson all that money.
Yeah. And the guarantee was $65.6 million.
For Devontae?
Yeah, on his 140. So, like I said,
yeah,
you're probably
early on, you're good with
guaranteeing the first couple
years of that deal.
You're probably looking at having to guarantee half of that 150, 160, whatever you end up having to pay him.
Joe, where are you at on that?
I would do it. I mean, the kid is that good.
Well,
I'm doing it too because, like, we talked about, like, if you sign Grenard to a $20 million contract, you have no cap space left, right? It's Jonathan Grenard. Like, he is not in the conversation of Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson is the best wide receiver in the NFL. And the thing about the salary cap is I think it just jumped like $20 million. It's only going to keep going up because the gambling money, the Sunday ticket deal that they just signed with YouTube TV, like the salary cap just keeps going up and up and up and up. So like, I don't think it'll ever be a bargain, like how like Mahomes' contract kind of looks like, but it could be because like if Justin Jefferson gets that, Ja'Marr Chase is going to pass it. So like,
see, that's what I'm saying.
It's always going to go
twofold.
Up.
It's twofold, right? To your point, off the field, the league is making enough money and continuing to make bigger strides, making off-the-field revenue in the money department to where you know that there's going to be another TV deal coming around the corner, too. There's going to be more opportunities to make money off of streaming.
They're going to start charging us for playoff games on Paramount.
Yeah, but I don't care what you have to pay out of pocket. The bottom line is that means the cap's going up. Mm-hmm. And on the flip side, from an overall value – yeah, you're going to look – everybody's going to look, you have the highest paid receiver in football probably for a year. And then next man up, next receiver that's going to be due for a free agent contract, whether he's better than Justin Jefferson or not, probably not. But he's going to make more money? Probably. So by the time you get to the backside of that contract, he's probably looking more and more like it's a decent deal for you, assuming that CJ continues to be the quarterback that he is.
Well, there's no doubt. You have to get a one for C.J. Stroud. And I don't think Nico Collins is that guy. I don't think Tank Dell is that guy. I think they're really good. But either one of them could be a two. But Justin Jefferson, Devontae Adams, Stephon Diggs, those are ones, right? Those are guys that's your one. And then Tank Dell is your complimentary. Or Nico Collins is your complimentary. Or however you work that out. But
do you guys believe that? Do you believe that Tank can't be the one? Like, to me, Nico is not a true one, but Nico is like T. Higgins to Jamar Chase. Like,
yes.
Right?
Agree.
But I think Tank, because of his uniquely dynamic speed and explosiveness, I do believe that he does have to fill out a little bit or get a little stronger, and obviously that the injuries are going to be a concern.
And maybe don't use him for blocking on the
right,
interior
that was
on goal line stance.
But overall, I think Tank could be a one on a team.
Okay, well, agree to disagree on that.
Joe?
It just, like, how good of a one
just
can
answer
he,
the question, Joe!
How good of a one can he be? Like, can he be...
What does that even mean?
Can he be DJ Moore? Yes. But DJ Moore is a one.
We're talking elite ones.
His rookie year, look at how many touchdowns he had before he got hurt.
DJ Moore is like a really talented wide receiver. Like, if Tank Dell is DJ Moore, that's a huge, huge win. But can he can't be Tyreek. He can't be A.J. Brown. He can't be Justin Jefferson or Jamar Chase. He can be in that next tier.
Right.
But, like, I don't think he can be, like I would not project him to ever be better than Marvin Harrison down the road. So, like...
See...
He can be really, 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 really good, but like he can't be elite.
That's what a two is.
No, you know what that is? That's wide receiver one on a bad team. Someone's going to pay him wide receiver one money on a bad team.
True.
I think that's where he becomes a true wide receiver one. But look, I don't think he's the cheetah because I don't think that he's as physically built the way that Tyreek Hill is. But I think from a speed and explosiveness and quickness standpoint, he's all of Tyreek Hill. It's just that some guys, and maybe that would also hurt him if he tried to bulk up or get any stronger, but I think that's always going to be the major concern with him where he can't get to true wide receiver one is because of the lack of the true physicality.
I do agree, and then you worry about bulking up and slowing down. And
or creating injury concerns.
Yeah, more muscle, more things to pull, and yeah. I think that they knew what they were getting in Tank Dell when they pulled the trigger, but I don't believe anyone in that organization thinks he's a one. So,
but Tank, see, and the thing is, they're going to pull the trigger 10 times out of 10 on where they got Tank Dell, knowing that whether he's a one or a two, he's an unbelievable weapon for
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I want to make it clear. I'm not diminishing what Tank Dell is. I'm just saying that there's about five or six receivers in the National Football League that are elite true ones that if you have a chance to go get one, you go get one.
See, I wouldn't put Diggs in that category anymore.
Okay.
I think he's on the downside, but I think the other guys you pretty much nailed. And I think that people are paying handsomely to have that kind of guy on their roster. And they're also, for the most part, pretty good teams. Now, the Raiders, probably not, right? But if you're not on a pretty good team, you had a tough decision to make. Do the Raiders trade Davante Adams because of the fact that you don't know who's even throwing them the ball while you're paying them an exorbitant amount of money. But I'm sure Antonio Pierce says keep him. But the Jets tried to trade for him.
Mike Evans is
Justin
another name
Jefferson.
That gets thrown out.
Mike Evans is a free agent, so you don't have to trade for him.
Yeah.
So one way or another, you're going to pay to get a true one on a good team. So why not go get Justin Jefferson now and let him pay him while CJ is still on a rookie deal?
Amen. No, I'm for it. I love it. Love that idea.
All right, we got a half hour to go in the program, so we're going to take a quick break here. 30 minutes left on the clock. Lots more we can get to, and it always includes you, 713-780-3776. Text that number, call that number, join the show, be a part of the program. We're all on Twitter available as well. We've got 30 minutes to go. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 FM.
Back to the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, live at the Decoy. And your favorite drive time sports talk, the Killer Bees. Here they are, Joel and Jeremy.
Hey, back. Jeremy out today, back tomorrow. My good friend Barry Laminek is here with another edition of the Usual Suspects reunion.
The Unusual Suspects. Remember somebody called the show that time? They were like, "Hey, boys, I want you to know this is my favorite program. I've listened to the Unusual Suspects going back to 1974. It's like, nope, none of that was accurate,
at
sir.
At the Red House?
At the Red House. That was good times.
Yes, we had a lot of those. So we're having another one today, having a good time. Joe back at the studio, Andrew Carlson here at The Decoy. If you are interested in having a good time with a great environment, head over to The Decoy. Alex with two X's, the president of the Joe George Fan Club,
double X,
is here. He is already salivating about the car wreck of the day, Joe. I can tell you this, honestly, he is already writing a list down on the whiteboard they have here.
He's drooling. He's got his earpiece in. I like
Joe's
it.
Joe's not scared. I just want you to know, Alex. What? He's not scared of you. He is not fearful of what you are going to try to bring to the table today or any day, my friend.
What
I'm
happens?
Just letting you know. Oh, Alex nominates Joe for car wreck of the day.
Every day?
Literally every day.
Oh, that's a good man. That's a good man right there. That's smart. Did you hear his take on CJ's takes? Wow. That was a one driver, one car wreck right there. Just wrapped it around a telephone pole. Hey, real quick, can we veer off course for a second?
Sure. Not that you've ever done that before.
What? We talked prop bets, and we didn't get to the best prop bet that was on the board. Right. By the way, shout out to Lee Sterling for joining us with Paramount Sports. But there was a prop bet out there that I think is the ultimate prop bet. I don't remember the place that it was on, but there's a prop bet out there that says how many hamburger patties will Andy Reid have on his hamburger after the Super Bowl? Post game hamburger, how many patties will be on it? Over-under was set at 1.5. Guys, this is the lock of the century. If take out all of your savings, mortgage the house, get all of your money, and put it on the over, 1.5 patties on the post-Super Bowl hamburger for Andy Reid, here's why. If he wins the Super Bowl, my man is celebrating with all the meat, okay? The man is getting so many meat patties if he wins the Super Bowl. He doesn't pop champagne. He doesn't do illicit drugs. He eats hamburgers. He eats meat. That's what he does. So they win the Super Bowl. Chiefs win another one. Maybe he does one for every touchdown they score, one for every point. I don't know. But it's at least five patties.
Five.
Five patties on that burger.
One more than Andrew today.
Easily. Yeah. I mean, look at this dude. If he can eat four, you telling me Andy Reid can't eat five?
Andrew ate four patties, two burgers.
He did.
1.5 minutes.
He did. Yep. Andy Reid, I mean, obviously Andy Reid can beat that. But
they look alike.
Well, okay.
Andrew's trying to grow facial hair right now.
A little bit.
By Super Bowl Sunday next year, he'll have
over,
the walrus.
Over 1.5 patties is a lock if they win the Super Bowl, right? And then you're like, well, what if they lose? Aha! Well, as a fat guy, I can tell you that when bad things happen, we eat our feelings. This is just a fact. And if Andy Reid loses the Super Bowl, he's going to be so sad. It might be 12. It might be a 12-patty burger. I'll just say it. It could be a 12-patty burger. I think Vegas setting 1.5 patties is ridiculously low. How do you not go 2, 2.5 and see where the public falls on that? It's a lock. I've already put $7,000 on this on the over.
That's a good call on your
part. You should do that.
What is your website?
I don't
know. Is there a code word to save us some money?
Yeah. I don't know who's sponsors and who's not, so I don't want to say anything. I was going to make one up, but then I was like, well, what if they don't advertise anymore? And
why don't you just go to
It's
Barry
a whole
on
thing.
Deck.
Oh, you meant real website.
I gave you a free chance for a free plug.
I was trying to make up one. I was going to call it gimmethewin.com. What? Yeah, I don't even know if that's. Anyways, Joel's looking at me like the most disappointed dad in the history of radio.
I am very much that.
He's just like, I can't believe I haven't.
Any suggestions of suggesting you should talk into the mic, skip those.
But the crazy thing about the prop bets, well, I don't understand this. How is it possible that some of these prop bets exist, right? One of them was the Drake jinx. What jersey or what kit or what team's gear will Drake wear for the game? And I'm like, that just doesn't seem fair because if I'm Drake, I go to my crew, I go to my guys, I go, yo, take 10 grand and put it on the Chiefs. That's what I'm going to wear because I'm kicking it with Taylor
I've
in the
said
booth.
This forever, man.
Like, how do you not do that?
I've that said this no forever. Sense. Like, I've had friends that were across the league that were equipment managers and stuff, and I'm like, how does someone not call up and go, "What color's the Gatorade?"
Yeah,
because like, all I got to know is that I will happily give you a cut. I will never own it or on it. I'll just say, hey, you know what? For Christmas, I sent you a card. Or, you know, next time we're out,
Porsche.
I'll buy you this. Yeah. Instead of buying you a drink at the bar, yeah, we'll go to the dealer down the street.
Yeah.
Something like that. But there has to be somebody cashing in on some of these props.
Because it's not like the coin toss one, right? The coin toss is just chance. Which, by the way, if you're curious, I did look it up. I asked Jeeves, Andrew. Tails has been 30 times. Heads has been 27 in the 57 Super Bowls we've had. So, slight lean on tails.
Okay.
Whatever. But yeah, those you can't really, you know, like you don't know who's going to score first, who's going to whatever. But some of these can be manipulated really easily. Even Reba can
manipulate
that.
That's what I was going to say too. Like you don't have to know. You can know Drake. You could know Reba for the anthem. Exactly. And if she says, if you just say, hey, Reba, could you sit on a note or two and give me, you know, give me your practice times? Because you know that they have to go through and they have to rehearse.
Yeah.
So when she does the rehearsals, you knew Aretha Franklin was going 9.5 minutes on her anthem.
Easily.
So
facts.
There has to be some people cashing in on some of these props.
I don't know. It's wild to me, but I'm getting tired of the same props, too. Getting sick of them.
Well, but here's the thing. They're not going to be the same old ones, but there's going to be a ton of them just because of freaking Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I think we should I just feel like there should be the ability to make up your own prop bet. Will Taylor and Brittany make out in the booth? I'm going yes.
Brittany Mahomes.
Yeah, Brittany Mahomes. Not Britney Spears. Right. That'd be hot,
too. Will Jackson find a way to be arrested before the end of the show?
There you go. Yeah. Brittany and Taylor make out. We'll do it at plus 10,000 for yes, but, you know. Might be worth a dollar, just one unit.
Mr. Mahomes,
don't say anything about my unit. Oh, you?
No.
Yeah. Well, you have one for Mr. Mahomes.
I mean,
huh?
Over under on drinks in his hand while he's in the booth. I mean,
oh,
I don't know.
Wow.
Too soon. I don't know.
It'd be crazy if he's like out on the field and he's got on shorts and an ankle monitor. That'd be outstanding. Are you allowed to be here, sir?
Yeah, right. As long as I'm not driving.
Wow.
My son just drove down the field and scored a touchdown. I won't be driving home tonight.
This drive brought to you by.
Wow. Yeah. Here come the Clydesdales. They're taking me home. I got to go.
Oh, that's outstanding.
Yeah.
That's outstanding.
I mean, that's why I've wondered that for years. And obviously working in the NBA, too. It was like you had inside information.
Did you ever? You didn't
no.
tell me.
And what, gambling wasn't it's that big. Me. Gambling wasn't that big back then.
You never manipulated
no.
any of that, huh?
Like, what but would I'm kicking myself for not.
Because they have things like, what will Jim Nance or Tony Romo say first?
I think the over-under on, what is it? I think the over-under on how many times they're going to show Taylor Swift is 5.5. That's in the first quarter.
Yeah.
100%. There's no doubt. Like, when you got the commissioner during his press conference literally addressing and talking about Taylor Swift, you know the network is going to be overplaying that.
Do you guys think this will be the most watched Super Bowl of all time? I feel like there's no way it's not.
It doesn't matter if the game is or not.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
It doesn't matter if the game is good or not because of her.
Exactly. Taylor Swift is bringing, and that's why all these people that are hating on her are like, ugh, this is stupid. Hey, man, if you love the sport of football, Kyle Brandt said this on Good Morning Football. He's like, look, I love the sport of football. My daughter came in and started asking me about Travis Kelce. We don't talk football, but she's coming in and asking me, will you let me know when Travis Kelce scores? That's a beautiful thing. That's a great thing. And if you love sports and you love football, you should love the fact that there's a whole new fan base and a whole new set of eyes on the sport. It's great.
Dude, my 8-year-old knows who Travis Kelce is as well.
It's crazy.
And she's asking about the Chiefs. And this is she's been
her new favorite team,
and she's been punished for at least a week because she's been browbeat.
We
into,
are Packer fans.
That's correct, and that's all we know is green and gold and go Pack go and all those kind of things. And because of this, because she loves Taylor Swift, she knows about Kelce and the Chiefs.
Dude, that's hilarious that you're gonna.
She will walk through the living room and go, "Oh, who's playing?" Because I thought the season was over. The Packers are done. Oh wait, it's Travis Kelce's team.
I love she's trash talking you. I thought the season was over because the Packers are done.
That's trash talking.
Fantastic.
That's a rule in the house. There is no more football when the Packers get done. That's
fantastic.
It.
Fantastic. You know, the only other thing that drives me nuts about Super Bowl week, and because I don't have a lot of patience for foolishness like this. But
you're
it's,
a comedian, and you don't have a patience for foolishness.
No, it's when it's the media days, and when they put the athletes at the podiums, and then they give access to
everyone.
Bunch of people that don't know anything about sports or the sport of football, and then let them ask them questions because they're not going to ask football questions. You're going to get questions like one lady, I don't know who it was, and I'm not saying it because she was a lady. Travis Kelce's at the podium, and she goes, hey, Travis, I have two questions for you. Well, do you want the good one or the crazy one first? He's like, just ask them. And I'm like, thank you. And she goes, okay, I need you to finish this lyric for me. I was like, oh, God. She goes, Karma is a guy on the, and he goes, Chiefs. She goes, okay, what's the rest? He was like, what's your second question? It was so beautiful. And she started singing it. She was like, I don't know. She started singing it. And I just, you know, this is a media guy. When you're in that room, every football writer and every.
Oh, they're annoyed.
Is just cringing. Like, how did you get a pass? I got a buddy that's a beat writer that couldn't get here because your dumbass got a pass to this and started singing Taylor Swift lyrics to Travis Kelce in a media event.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. How about the dumbass who had the hot mic in the stadium for everybody to hear when you get the two quarterbacks up there and says, "What are you ready to break Taylor Swift's heart by beating, if you have a chance to beat the Chiefs in the fourth quarter?" What do you think he's going to say?
So stupid.
No, because I love her music, man. I can't do that.
Oh, yeah.
And he just went, yes. Smart. Now go away. And sure. Guy with the microphone, you shouldn't be up there.
No. No, you definitely shouldn't. There was one guy. This was weird. This weirded me out. There was one guy that was asking questions. He was from France. And that's not weird in and of itself, but when you hear a French dude in a French accent being like, "Indeed, I have a question for you about the Super Bowl," I was like, okay, that doesn't sound right to hear a French man say Super Bowl. Super weird. I was like, I'd rather that chick sing lyrics. That was really weird. I don't know.
I'd just rather you keep doing it.
I feel like that's.
You almost carried a tune. It was rather entertaining.
I wasn't going to do it.
No, thought you might. You might know the lyrics to those songs.
I mean.
My daughter does. I do not.
I mean.
I got some issues with her new song, by the way.
Which one?
Was It Over? Because, you know, normally my daughter puts on her channel in the car. It's great. Yeah. And I love hearing her sing at the top of her lungs. And then all of a sudden, she's like, "Was it over when you unbuttoned my blouse?" I'm like, okay, we're going back to 70s on
That's
7.
It.
We ain't doing that anymore.
Yeah, you got to get her a Cardi B album. That's not going to cut it.
No, we don't. No, you slow your roll there, Meg the Stallion. You slow your roll. Let her just stick to doing commercials about the inexpensive workout gyms. Yeah, you stop doing that. All right, we got one segment to go in the show. That means, you know, it's time for Joe's favorite segment or Alex's favorite segment, Car Wreck of the Day. That is coming up next. Don't go anywhere. We'll wrap the whole thing up, put a bow on it, and then turn it over to Game On. But before we do that, let me tell you about my good friends at MyBookie. We know the big game is Sunday. We know there's lots of opportunities for you to cash in. You just heard our man Lee Sterling giving you tips. If you want a place to put down some money on those tips, why don't you go to MyBookie.ag. MyBookie.ag, best in the business. Been in business for over 10 years. That means for over a decade's worth of service, the money ain't going anywhere because they aren't. They're going to take care of you every step of the way. And if you remember our promo code BET975, they're going to take care of you even more because right now they're doing it again. Whether you're a new subscriber or you just reloading your account, all you got to do is go to MyBookie.ag and use the promo code BET975, and every time you put in between $50 to $1,000, they're going to double that new deposit instantly in your account. More money in your account, more chances for you to bet on games, and of course, more chances for you to win. It's because you listen to us that you can do what you do with MyBookie.ag. Use that promo code BET975. Do what I always tell you to do. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. With the only place I tell you to do it, it's MyBookie.ag. Use our promo code BET975.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming
through. Let me see. You prick. Where's my fucking money?
This is the Car Wreck of the Day, brought to you by CarWreckTexas.com.
Hey, back. Final segment of the show. It's the Killer Bees featuring, I'm not going to say my favorite bee.
You know it is.
Barry Laminack filling in for Jeremy Branham. Jeremy Branham will be back tomorrow. Joe George back at the studio. Andrew Carlson.
Hey, Jeremy, is this better?
At the decoy.
Jeremy was saying my mic was low.
You think Jeremy texted that?
I thought that's what you said.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did. Didn't he say it was Jeremy?
No, look at Andrew. I never said that.
I thought you said Jeremy said your mic
is low.
Were
you on Twitch?
I was like, no. I thought that's what you said. I heard you say that.
So we're back to the old Barry. Hearing things.
Okay.
Bad dreams.
Congratulations. We just created the Car Wreck of the Day.
You did? You heard stuff that wasn't said, and then you said
I'm old. I hear things.
So our Car Wreck of the Day nominee number one is Barry Laminack for joining us and then doing exactly what we didn't expect to have happen.
Yes, you did.
That would be our first Car Wreck of the Day. Joseph, do you have a Car Wreck of the Day?
Yeah, whatever the hell is happening with my radio board and the Twitch.
Yeah, evidently, we apologize for Barry if he said anything during a break that we didn't know about.
What? I would never.
Evidently, when he continued the conversation about, was it hot dogs? No?
What?
Oh, right. So anyway,
no,
if that's the case, then Joe is actually trying to set me up. That's fine. You got anything, Barry?
I really, my life is pretty good right now. I have not had anything go bad. I mean, there are things that make me angry online. There are things like I'm watching First Take or what is it? First.
Oh, Joe. Joe.
Hold on.
Time out. Yeah.
Well, mid-sentence.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And this is where this is going. Before you can even say this to try and defend yourself, Joe George, Barry Laminek gets nominated again for Car Wreck of the Day. Do you realize that he discovered today Good Morning in Football?
No, not
yeah.
today.
I'll be honest. I wasn't sure who put that on the rundown.
That was me.
Okay.
I don't watch TV in the morning. I got things to do. I got to feed the cats and give them a bath and take them
for a walk.
You've
been slobbering all over someone that's been on Good Morning Football forever.
Take them to karate? Yes, I take my cats to karate, all right?
Are they still Metro?
Huh? No. Don't start. You leave my sensitive cat out of this, Joel. Okay? Look, I don't watch the NFL Network in the morning, in the afternoon, or at night. Only when there's a game on. I don't. What am I?
You're a lot now.
I'm busy.
Do you know who Kay Adams is?
Man. Huh?
Do you know who Kay Adams is?
No. No idea. I used to watch MLB Network's morning show. I don't even do that. I don't watch TV until my wife gets home at 5 o'clock at night. I just wake up and start working. Until 5 o'clock.
And I don't see Nora slapping on the NFL Network.
No. But when I was watching Super Bowl coverage and Scott Van Pelt, they had Kyle Brandt on. I was like, who is this dude? And then he started doing the scepter thing, which was very sus, we'll just say. It was very like, oh, you're just out there giving big phallic symbols out. Okay, that's cool. I had no idea who this guy was, so I started watching. I was like, oh, he's funny. I like this. This is a different style than just regular old boring sports talk, which is what I'm all about. I love that.
Thanks.
So, new fan.
Thanks for joining us in the modern day real world of football.
Okay.
You're nominated.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Would you like to thank the Academy? Do you think you're going to win it all?
No.
No?
Definitely. I mean, I might. I probably will since this is my only
Joe,
day
I know
here.
This is surprising to you because he did not do it in person.
Uh-oh.
But Alex, who actually is here, nominated you as well for your own nomination about the audio and the board.
It's not my fault.
Well, that's also what we hear.
It's kind of your job.
But this is like really not my fault.
You do. No, I mean, you can't really. It's your job to make sure that doesn't happen, Joe.
I can't break. There's a ghost in the board. That's the only thing I can explain.
That's not.
I have video evidence that I did everything correctly. Because I know when I tell people about this, they're going to tell me I'm doing something wrong. I've been on the board for 10 years. I know what I'm doing.
How paranoid are you? You get the phone out and start filming. See,
it's
guys?
Not,
right
it's not
here.
Paranoia.
I'm doing this.
It's paranoia. It's prepared for ready for a fight is what it is, Barry.
Wow. I feel like you've messed up so much, you've got a plan to prevent you from getting caught messing up.
No, I just know how things work.
Okay.
So, Todd, the show.
Your job is to make sure we don't say anything inappropriate at the breaks. Andrew's job is to make sure that the Comrex has power. Joe's job is to be nice. Nobody's doing their job today.
Wait, what's Joe's job?
Right.
Joe's job is to be nice.
Oh, my job. Yes, thank you.
Nobody's doing their job today.
I would like to nominate Poncho on the Twitch.
What?
Because Todd, the show, said, did someone say Kay Adams? Love Kay Adams. Hard not to. To which Poncho responded, the prawn actress? I didn't know shrimps could act. Or,
wait a minute.
Prom, no, but probably meaning porn, but spelled prawn.
Is that? Now I've got to go on these people's fine Wi-Fi. And
now,
pull
he
up
also
an incognito
gets credit
because
he rebutted with, I put a spell on you.
I get it.
Very well played, sir.
Okay.
Nice bounce back. Hey, no, Joel Hernandez, who loves me, and that's why you can love me more. Jerome is not in studio today. Jerome Solomon already in the house.
He has
taken at least two trips around the building. He was actually showing people what doors open up to other establishments, and he now will be ready to and geared up to go right at Barry from the jump today.
He could not figure
when
out
when game
how to
on
get in the
gets
building.
On.
I'm not gonna lie, it was a little confusing to get in at first. Well, and then I saw the gate that had the big sign on it. But at first I was like, oh, do you have to go through the Good Burger to get here? I don't know how that works. I don't know. That was a little confusing. But
Joe, you know, what wins? I shouldn't ask you because you can't vote. Then you won't vote for yourself.
It's not my fault today. I'm voting for Barry just because
it's
he's the guest.
It's not my fault today. I have excuses.
Wait, didn't you get nominated twice, Joe?
Yeah.
Probably.
I think by default you win if you get nominated twice.
I win every day.
Yeah, but you never saw Good Morning Football.
So what? I don't watch TV in the morning.
You don't have to. It's on Twitter. There are clips all over the place. You do sports radio.
Okay, well, first of all, no, I don't. I do sports talk. It's a big difference.
Is it?
A big difference. Oh, yeah. But no, I don't watch TV in the morning. I don't watch TV until 5 o'clock at night.
Why do I feel like that's a bigger discussion that we have time for?
That I don't
the
watch
difference
TV?
Between sports radio.
Yeah, I'm not on the radio. I mean, I'm on the radio right now. But every day I'm on Twitch.
You win just now
I'm
because
live on,
you're absolutely
live.
Confusing
oh.
the hell out of me.
Oh,
what's the
sorry.
Difference between sorry. Sports radio and sports talk?
One's on the said? Radio and one's not.
I got to go. You don't. I do.
Young guy Andrew Carlson, do you understand what I'm saying?
No yes. one does.
Thank you. Thank you.
How did you understand
suck
that gibberish
nerd!
For the last 5 minutes?
Hold on. Let me hit him with it. Suck it, nerd. There you go. There, now.
Oh, yeah, Bear.
You
he hammered me. Yeah, right. Okay.
Oh, there we go.
We got to go.
Waiting for it.
Jerome, punish him for the next hour.
Oh,
Jerome Solomon's coming
will.
Up next. Game On with Jerome Solomon featuring
Kay Adams.
If you know who she is, you wish it was her and not him. Coming up next, you guys, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for joining the Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, 92.5 FM.
ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save